The fallout from last week's record central bank fine against Davy continued last night, with the stockbroker confirming that it's to close its bond desk. It followed a decision by the National Treasury Management Agency, which said it was withdrawing Davy's authorisation to act as a primary dealer in Irish government bonds. We're joined this morning by Associate Professor Emeritus of Economics at DCU, Tony Foley. Tony, a significant move by Davy to close its bond desk. Is it enough to contain the crisis there?
No, it depends what you mean by the crisis, because we have the Oireachtas Finance Committee today meeting the central bank, and they'll have questions on it. We know very little about the detail of this. We know what happened in 2014, but we don't really know of the current board and senior people who knew what, when they knew it, what they did about it in the 7 years since 2014. So there's a lot to come, yes, and I particularly the role of individuals in it as opposed to the company, because obviously the company has been fined the 4.1 million, but the individuals concerned are still, I presume, benefiting from whatever profits they made from the deal, which would have been an unethical approach to operating their business. So there's a lot of things yet to be finalised. There's also the particular argument that Davy make that this couldn't happen again. Well, we don't know that. We don't know, have they changed their systems fundamentally? Is it a situation where they have an entirely new regulatory system where this couldn't possibly happen? But it did happen. So the problem is really that this happened in 2014. The central bank's fine is 2021. 7 years to sort this out. And in effect, it wasn't the central bank's investigation that found out about this. It was a legal case brought by the offended client, as it were, which then brought it into public notice. So it's a very long period to wait for, as it were, appropriate action by the central bank. So I presume the Finance Committee today will want to know, why has it taken so long? What was the timeline? Is it guaranteed it can't be repeatable? And basically, who knew what and when they knew it and what did they do about it?
Plenty of questions at the Oireachtas Committee today. A bond auction is due to take place this Thursday. Now, the NTMA yes. announced yesterday that it's to remove Davy's authority to act as a primary dealer of Irish government bonds. Could the sale be impacted by what happened at Davy?
It shouldn't be. It'd be interesting to see, can it, but it shouldn't be. There's normally around, I suppose in one sense, primary bond dealers go in and out as where the list is currently 15. Davy brings it down to 14. They're some of the biggest international names in the financial services industry. So it obviously it removes some of the client base that Davy would have had, because one of the roles of the primary dealers is that they participate in the auctions. So Davy would have presumably had clients who wanted to buy government bonds. They would have participated in the auction on their behalf. But in recent times, most of the auctions have been oversubscribed, so the NTMA could have sold more bonds than they did. So I would imagine it shouldn't make much difference. And I would think that the NTMA acted so quickly to, as it were, almost make sure that the other operators would basically say are operating on appropriate criteria, there's nothing untoward here. So I would expect the deal, the sale will go ahead broadly as they would have expected, without any dramatic effect. In one sense, and I say it's only, because it's a lot of money, it's only up to $1.5 billion they're looking for, and it's in two tranches, a 10-year bond and a 29-year bond. And the market at the moment is very receptive to those kind of bonds. So I don't think there should be any particular problem in terms of selling as they would have envisaged.
And Tony, very, very briefly, if you don't mind, how important is reputation in financial services?
Well, I suppose, to be honest, if you look at what's happened in the past, not very important, is it? Because banks, in terms of our own international crisis, major collapses, Baring Bank and so on, crisis and various other international names, and they're still functioning, as it were. So it should be much more important, and probably is reasonable to say that the public perception of a requirement for ethics is stronger now than it would have been in the past. Okay. This is not the first financial, I suppose, unethical situation we've had in the Irish economy, and basically financial institutions have carried on. So if you look at the tracker mortgage situation, the banks are still functioning, but they behaved badly in terms of that with clients. So it should be much more than it is, and unfortunately maybe it's not as strong as it should be.
Tony Foley, Associate Professor Emeritus of Economics at DCU, thank you for your time this morning. More on the Davy story after 8, and I'll have more business news at 8:30.